Welcome to Hello Dysfunction. This time it's really episode 325. I guess we said that last episode and we were wrong. We tricked you. So
we want to see if y'all was paying attention.
Now it's really 325.
Yep. I'm on sunglasses because I'm in mourning. Mourning the loss of my eyelashes.
Hiding. You're in disguise.
Yes. Definitely.
Tell them what happened.
I lost my mind. What's new? I had, you know, I'm supposed to be on a break, right? My idea of a break is like going 3 weeks without getting my lashes done. And I literally had, I don't know, there's probably 12 eyelashes here and here. But the way they were, I already have a dysmorphic face. And, you know, the eyelashes on this eye was like this.
Going into your eyes.
And the ones over here was at the end of my eye, you know. And it made me look insane. And we were watching a movie the night before last. And I just sat there and fucking rolled them all off, picked them all off. I pulled out half my other eye, my
You've
real eyelashes.
You've never done that before.
Never. But, dude, and not only were they sitting fucked up, they kept going in my eye. And finally I was like,
had it.
Pulled them. And then I looked at myself in the mirror and was like, oh, you fucked up, bitch. You look rotten.
You're just not used to it. You don't. You're just not used to it. But
it's a rude awakening. You know, it's been 6 years since I've seen myself without eyelashes, like dark, you know, done lashes. Yeah. So, I mean, it's not hideous, but
I told you in a week you'll be used to it. You just got to get used to it.
Yeah, I have no eyelashes because I fucking
yours too.
Mm-hmm.
I know two people that do that just occasionally, like regularly though, like every other month they fucking do that, whether it's from stress or just getting antsy about having them on or whatever. And so they'll grow back quick.
Yeah.
Good
thing. I've been using serum too.
Yeah.
Religiously.
Yeah. They're going to grow back quick. Don't worry. My shit was bald and inflamed and it grew back pretty quick.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Yours did. When we were little, my friend Asia's mom had a what's the condition where you
alopecia?
Not alopecia, but there's a name for people that pick
hair. The disorder. I forget what it is, but yeah, one of the people I'm talking about, I'm pretty sure they have that because they pick their hair too.
Yeah, mom used to do I believe her eyebrows, her eyelashes.
It's really common. Yeah. It's really common, yeah. I thought you were going to say had a condition where they didn't have any. I went to school with a guy who was hella cute, and he had no eyebrows, no eyelashes, no nothing.
The no eyebrows looks really good on a lot of people.
Yeah.
I like it. Also, I was reading that the no eyelash, not like mine, bald, but like, you know.
But no fake lashes. Yeah.
Is in right now.
It
no
is.
Mascara.
Yeah.
Just your regular from God.
Yeah. I'm not mad at that.
Mm-mm.
I took a 6 month break. And even though I'm happy to have them back on right now, I could go without them again now that I had that break. And I know it wasn't bad, you know.
Really?
Yeah, for sure.
I can't wait till I get to that point. Because
yeah, it's just the shock.
Yes.
The initial shock is like a slap in the face after having them for so long.
Because it's a drastic.
It's like a whole new bitch. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like getting used to your face again. And it probably doesn't help. You know, I'm overdue for Botox.
Helped me a lot is I would look at our old photos back from when we first started the show, and we would take selfies all the time with no lashes.
I had
would
no record. Fucking eyebrows.
Me too. We would record with no eyelashes and no fucking eyebrows, and we would take selfies and be like, yep, that's the one.
Bad
Some
bitches.
Of them are hella cute. Like, so that made me feel a lot better. There's one that we took. in the car. And I don't think we had any on. It was the image that we used for the hotline. For the voicemail that picture was made from. That original picture, we didn't have any on.
Oh, well, good to know.
So just look in your phone at old photos, and there's a lot of cute ones that have none. So it makes the blow a little softer.
Yeah, man, because I was like, what have you done, asshole?
Yeah, I was surprised you did it, but whatever. You take a break.
Yeah, it needs it.
Yeah.
They need to breathe. My follicles.
Yeah. What'd you do this weekend?
Nothing. What did I do?
I don't know why I asked that, because I don't even know what the hell I did.
You went to the...
Oh, Dia de los Muertos festival. That was on Sunday.
I slept until 12:30 both days.
Wait, was it Halloween?
Yeah.
Am I tripping?
Friday was Halloween.
Oh, okay.
We talked
about
it on Patreon. Fridays.
Yeah.
Saturday's Patreon. So we did. Okay. We recorded Patreon Saturday.
Okay.
And then Sunday you did the thing. Saturday I stayed up till 5 a.m. and from like...
What's wrong with you?
So much, dude.
And that night I told you, you went to get Full Throttles and I was like, not at this hour. And you were like, girl, I'll go right to sleep.
I can.
And I saw the next day that you were live at like 4 a.m. And I was like,
I went live at 3:30.
Well, it said, you know, maybe the time it ended or something. But I was like, yeah, she didn't go right to bed.
Mm-mm. Nope. It also, you know, didn't help that I woke up at 12:30. That. I need to start fucking taking something. Because I literally can stay up till 7 a.m.
And
I'd be writing, just hyper focused in rabbit holes. I mean, Jesus Christ.
It's not good for you.
No, but I'm happy to announce the last two nights I've went to bed before 2 o'clock.
That's good.
That's huge for me.
Your body's probably ready to shut down. You didn't have a choice. Your body decided.
Still,
we're going to bed now.
It's like, do you want to go driving?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you want to go out driving at 4 a.m?
Yeah.
But I went live at like 3:30 a.m. Surprisingly, there was like, you know, again, we have people in all different time zones, but, you know, there's a few people up.
It's good.
I know, it's always a good time to hang out in the middle of the night.
People wake up and they're like, can we get alive during normal human hours? Like, can we get alive or just the night owls?
You have to be a tweaker, like myself.
That's it.
Yeah. It's daylight savings too, so you know.
Yeah, as of Sunday.
I'm sick of it. I thought we were supposed to stop doing this shit.
It makes me feel like it's 1 o'clock in the morning when it's like 8 o'clock, and I have to fight to get things done in the evening because, you know, I get up early now, so like I already get tired by the end of the day, but this is not making it no better. I'd be ready to knock the fuck out.
I do not. And that's probably why I've been going to bed early, because this shit makes me feel like, again, it's fucking 4 o'clock nighttime. In the morning when, you know,
I'm happy we get an extra hour of sleep, but it's just, again,
I wish they would adjusting. Just leave it like this. Just leave it.
Leave like this? You like it? I like the change because right now during the cozy time of year, it gets dark earlier. So I like it. But summertime, it'd be daylight until like 9 p.m., 9:15, 9:30.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. Just, you know, staying dark till like 8:15 instead of 9. If it just, I just
wait, what do you mean? Staying dark.
Like if it stayed like this, if we stayed at this
here, it gets dark at like 5:30.
Yeah, no. But if we stayed with it an hour back, right? Uh-huh. And we just rocked this time set, you know, until summer. And you know how when we go forward, it's daylight till like 9, right? With this time, the clock being an hour back, it would be daylight till like 8, which I feel like is good enough.
Wait, what do you mean right now? The way it is right now?
Yeah, if, so with an hour back.
So it got dark at 5:30, it would be 6:30.
No, if we stayed right now, if we kept it on this, right? How, you know how in spring, we go an hour forward.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's in summer, because of going an hour forward, it's dark. I mean, it's light until like 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
If we kept it an hour back, you know, didn't go for an hour forward in spring, we just kept it like this.
Mm-hmm.
Once we got to summer, it would still be light till like 8:15.
I don't know how. Because right now it gets dark so fucking early.
Yeah, but, you know, in summer.
It changes.
Yeah, but even if we stayed with the time like this an
okay,
hour
back, I'm just going to agree. I still don't know, but I'll just say okay.
God
and
damn
not,
it.
And still be lost. I still don't get it. But anyway, the festival I went to was hella nice. We try to go every year. It's in Oakland. We talked about it on Patreon, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And we got there early, and it was really nice. Someone messaged me and told me they saw me, but they were too shy to say hi.
God damn it.
And I said, damn it, you should have said hi. So, but when I was leaving, my niece was pulling up with her daughter, so that was cool. At least I saw her. It was cute. We were being in the sun. At one point, it was hella hot.
I was going to say, how was the weather?
Beating on my face. So, like, that is exhausting after a while. So we didn't stay maybe as long as I planned on, but we were there like a good 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
It was so fucking packed. It always is, but
more so.
I feel like, and with a stroller, it's just tough. But
yeah,
you know, I get people out the way. So it was okay. It wasn't too bad, but I wish it was just a little less crowded, because I would have been able to stop at more of the vendors that were out and actually buy some shit. I didn't really see anything this year.
Really?
Yeah. Usually there's like little some things that I always get. And this year I didn't see anything.
The crowd, everyone was cool. Like,
yeah.
Oh, well, that's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, it was nice. They had a bunch of cars out there. There was like some car clubs that were parked. Hella lowriders. Nice. Food. There were like two different stages with like live performances. It was nice. I remember they had rides a few years ago, but this time they just had like this big bungee thing. And then they had like some carnival, you know, games set up, but like they didn't have no rides. Maybe really? Like a jumper and then like this bungee thing where like multiple people could bounce strapped to harnesses really? And shit at the same time. I was like, we're definitely not fucking doing none of that. But we could look at these good art pieces or whatever,
right.
Some food. Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck bouncing or spinning. Anything that spins, mm-mm. Count me the fuck out.
Yeah.
I can't even do fucking roller coasters no more.
Like I told y'all, Blueface is out.
You manifested
it. I manifested it. So many people sent me the fucking videos of him out. And I was like, I told y'all. I told y'all first. You already, you know.
Right.
And then it was hella funny. Somebody went to send me a video and they saw I had already liked it and like put a comment or something. They're like, you're already here. I was about to send this to
That's
you.
Hella funny.
So we should be married any day now. I'll keep you guys posted.
Look for photos.
So strange. My brain is like
on it.
I don't get it. I don't fucking get it, but whatever. They're already having a bunch of drama. It's like right back where they left off.
Oh, them.
Him, his baby mamas, his mother is in the mix. Like,
wait, both baby moms?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they, you know, they were fighting and all kind of shit before he went in, and they picked up right where they left off. So
Jesus Christ.
The drama has started again.
Like, fuck that. Fuck that shit. It's got to be so exhausting fighting over.
Well, it's just like, you know, don't record my kids. It's valid. It's valid shit. Like, don't record my kids. You didn't ask me permission. Like, I don't want you to record my kids. Krishan doing it anyway. You know, so I guess there was like a confrontation. She's so fucking, she's such a mess. Somebody needs to like put her in a kennel somewhere.
I was rooting for her for a while, you know, to like reel it in, get it together. You know, like I would love to see her do good and succeed. Like, I would.
Now I'm like, you could just go to hell. After seeing how she does that baby,
no. Yeah,
and knowing she's the cause, like, no, you can go to hell.
Yeah. Even if she was the cause, then let's say, you know, she had fucking got it together and was like doing better and was like apologetic and remorseful.
There's no effort on her
part. There's none. She's just like, yeah, fuck it. I'm going to fucking smoke this weed and play dominoes. Like, fuck the baby.
Yeah.
He's good over there asleep. You know, so.
Hopefully now that he's out, he's been like posting, like, you know, spending a lot of time with him. He's always holding him and shit. Like, hopefully. Yeah. And so hopefully now, like, the baby will have a parent that's actually concerned and present and, like, you know, get him the help that he needs.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hoping now that my man is out.
As his girlfriend.
Yeah.
You encourage him.
Always. And I'm like, if you need any help, like,
I love babies.
Let me fucking know. I'll find, you know, doctors, whatever we need.
I'll drive you to the specialist.
I will. Blue. I don't have a problem.
Get that baby and we'll go.
Yeah.
My gosh. Did you guys vote? If you're in California. Yeah.
Yes, on 50.
It's very important to vote.
It is.
It's a special election. It's in the shower, I was, you know, listening to, I don't know if you heard.
What it entails?
Yeah, like why the
what
governor
did you learn?
Called this.
Because I know it's to preserve democracy. So, like, to even the playing field, right?
Yeah, so it's in response. So the fact that we're even allowed to gerrymander is fucking wild.
What's that even mean?
It basically,
who is that? Who's Jerry?
And why is he mandering
all
everything?
Over the place in California? Yeah.
All over the U.S.
Oh.
Jerry worse. Gets around.
Even worse.
You fucker.
Who is it? Why is he mandering?
So gerrymandering is basically setting up districts, voting districts, redistricting in order to get the voting outcome
the advantage
want.
Setting
it's
it up
cheating.
To get an unfair advantage. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's really fucked, and the fact that we're allowed to do that is crazy to
will
me.
This prevent that?
No, it's basically in response to
them already doing it.
Yes. So okay. Texas, which is a very large state, right?
Yeah.
They just set up, they just redistricted. So, you know, Newsom, even though I'm not a fan of him, but Newsom and Trump have been having this, like, ongoing
conflict.
Wiener
yeah.
fight.
Wiener wars.
Yeah. They're mm-hmm. like, look at my pee hole. And so, for whatever, I don't even know why, but there was two red states actually recently that just redistricted. Texas was one of them. So Newsom called the special election to vote on basically redistricting California. So from my understanding, what I learned is if it does pass, like if everyone votes yes, right? If yes is the majority.
Mm-hmm. Which it better be.
Then for 5 years, basically, the state will be drawn in Democrats' favor, okay? In voo bloating favor,
yeah,
okay?
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Blue voting's favor. 5 years. After 5 years, it will go to an independent, nonpartisan organization, and they will then draw up the maps of California.
Hmm. This stuff is so confusing.
Yeah.
And that's how they want it, so that they can control it.
It basically breaks down to, you know, each whatever has a representative,
mm-hmm.
and it all goes into that, you know. So, but for 5 years, it will lean toward blue favor. And then after that, it will be
split up.
Well, it will go to the people that will be drawing it won't be red or blue.
Mm-hmm.
They won't. They will just be drawing, you know.
Pictures.
Yeah.
On California. Okay.
Poppies.
And people just pick what they want.
Well, you know, it'll just it'll just go how it fucking...
According to votes, right?
Yeah. But I think it will be good for an independent, nonpartisan fucking company, group, whatever, to draw up the districting. That way, it's fair. I feel like it should be like that for every state. And I feel like we need a whole revamping.
Oh, for sure.
You know, the whole electoral college shit.
Yeah.
We just need a new system. I believe we need to do away with lobbyists. I think
because
that's
we don't
fair.
Trust voting, and it's not supposed to be like that. Like, I'm one of the people. All. I do it, but I don't trust it. Right. And it's like, I don't like having to question if our votes really matter or if they're just bullshitting us and they're going to do what they want to do anyway. Right. I don't like, that's not a real democracy.
No.
And I'm not the only person that feels that way. Like, that's fucked up.
No. And it's it is fucked up. It's just so fucking, there's just so many ways you can cheat.
Yeah.
And between Jerry and his Mandarin.
Yeah.
And, you know, our whole fucking government, left, right, in between, being bought.
Yeah.
By lobbyists.
Shouldn't be allowed either. Yeah.
It's bribery. Yeah. It's legal bribery.
Exactly.
Like,
I don't know how the fuck that is, a legal thing, but okay.
Essentially, I guess we're the United States of Israel, and yeah. I'm like, not even joking. The amount, if you can go look up whatever politician you want, fucking plug in their name, and go look up how much money they've been given by AIPAC.
Yeah,
it's find really, me five that have not received funding.
That's your
five.
Challenge.
Five.
Find four. Like, literally, it's so depressing when you actually look into that because, you know, we had no idea until the last couple years, few years. It's a scary, gross thing, but...
And, yeah, not just them, you know, them for obvious reasons, but it's literally legal bribery. Like, we're going to give you this much money. It's not because we want you to... do X, Y, and Z. It's just because we want to help your fucking campaign.
Right.
Yeah, right. Fucking right.
We know what it's about.
Bitch, help my bills.
I'm all for cheating if it's poor people doing the cheating. Rich people have been cheating for long enough, and I feel like poor people deserve to cheat because the system is set up to keep them
poor.
Poor. So yes. I'm all for poor people cheating, poor people uprising. You know, I'm in that class. Like, you are too. Like, I'm sorry. Like, something has to change. It's depressing.
This, it is. Yeah. In more depressing news, the average age of a home buyer in the United States of America is now 56 years old. And that is up from 47 years old last year.
So you die before you even pay the fucking house off.
Absolutely.
This is why I'll never buy a house
you
again.
You leave your children debt, bro, is what you do. That's fucked. Unless you got family.
Or unless it's a very, you know, we're talking about California prices.
Yes.
Yeah. If you're in another state, it's probably very possible to buy a home and, you know, at a reasonable age and have it paid off before you die. Here, that's not even an option anymore.
Just for example, I have a neighbor, okay, on my street selling their house right now. It's a...
Brady Bunch house.
Yeah, it's two stories. It's nice. Okay. It's four bedroom, two bath, two and a half bath. $999,000.
But they're not going to get that.
No, but there's a house down the street on the corner, literally two blocks.
Mm-hmm.
We stopped to look at it when it had an open house. The inside looks like a fucking trap house. I'm not exaggerating. It needs new sheetrocking, flooring. Bro, they're asking $720,000.
That sounds more reasonable. And I only say reasonable because of the hill and the view
and you're
the
gonna
location.
Put in another
and proximity, 000. Like the freeway. And you know what I mean? I'm only thinking about that, like the lot itself. The location of the lot is what
I'm
thinking
about. Think about fucking the city, though.
Right.
That's wild.
Yeah.
You know, that, but that is average pricing. in the Bay Area.
Yeah, it's disgusting. When I bought my house, it was $380. And it was in a really bad neighborhood, but it was a brand new house. Nobody had ever, it was just built. Nobody had ever lived in it or anything. It was a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, $380. Now, that what same house, that? 2005. Now, that same house, probably $750. Yeah.
Gross. There's the days of getting a house for fucking $265, unless it's a 2-bedroom and half of it was lit on fire last year.
You're going to pay that for a lot here. Easily. Like with no dwelling on it. You're going to pay that just for the lot. So
what's crazy is
it's depressing. What state should I move to, guys? That's where I'm at with it.
A lot of the time in California, too, when you buy a home. Mm-hmm. I was just told this by, you know, someone that sells houses. You buy the home. You're not actually buying the land.
How is that?
I don't know.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah, because Aunt Brenda actually has fucking a land deed.
Well, yeah. You get that usually when you buy a house or if you mean there's is there a dwelling on it and she doesn't own the dwelling? She just owns the land. Like, no, I don't think you could get one without the other here.
Let me see. Yeah. I was just told that and I was very befuddled by that information.
Yeah. I don't think that's right.
God, my eyes are so blurry.
Mine have been too, really bad.
Where's your glasses? Speaking of blurry, four eyes
at home. Didn't bring them. I'm not doing a lot of reading right now. I don't need them for where I'm at. But when I get home, and if I get on that phone, by the time I get home, I'm gonna be cross-eyed. So I'll definitely need them when I get home. But they're really just for reading. Like, I can't put them on and cook or, you know, like walk around the house with them on or anything.
Don't feel good.
No, I'll throw up.
Really?
They're only for reading. Only on my phone or only like in a book or a paper or something. Like I can't look distances. What's that called? Is that nearsighted?
Wait, okay. Do you see close up or far away better?
Far away better.
You're farsighted.
I'm farsighted.
Same.
Yeah, I can't put them on. If I put them on and try to like walk to the kitchen, I'd be ready to puke. Like I have to take them off. It's not cool.
Oh, that's hella funny. Okay, hold on. Let's see. Oh, God. So, in most cases, when you buy a home in California, you own the land it sits on, a form of ownership called fee simple. It can, however, be explicitly stated otherwise on your deed. This includes the structure and the land, with the exception of potential rights like mineral rights, which may like be sold separately.
If there's like resources on your land or something.
Yep. And yeah. It says it's crucial to scrutinize and check the property deed and any disclosures to ensure no specific limitations on your ownership exist. That's fucked up. Imagine you buy a home and you buy the land, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's this huge property. And in tiny print, it's like,
wait, you can buy a house.
Mineral rights.
Yes, you can buy a house and not own the land it's on, which is known as a land lease.
Apparently,
so,
yeah,
this is common for mobile homes, manufactured housing, and some condos.
Yeah, that's what he was telling me about condos.
Okay, yeah, there's land lease communities, condos, leasehold estates. Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, check your fucking deeds, huh? Read the fine print. But imagine, like, you buy a home and the land, and you find fucking, I don't know, silver.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, you don't get that. because there's a mineral rights fucking clause in your fucking home deed.
But some people can benefit from it. Like parts of Hawaii, or if you're on Native American tribal land, like you can't buy the land. You can live on it. You can have a house. So like in some cases it would be good.
Yeah.
So
definitely. Yeah.
But I assume they would have to disclose that to you. Like there's no sneaky, you know, surprise. Like they're going to fucking tell you when you're buying the house or the condo or whatever.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
Fuck. As far back as, well, as close back as like 2004, they were still doing real fucking shady shit. I don't think anybody should be able to purchase native land unless they're native or, you know, that's also not my decision to make. But, you know, as a honks.
Yeah.
You know.
So I went to the gym alone today. I hate when I go alone. Bunny didn't want to go this
morning. Was your pimp friend there?
No, he ain't been back. He's banned.
Oh, good.
But I was there and I didn't talk about it. Like, but since last week, I broke up with the Twisty. Remember, the Twisty was my favorite piece of equipment. Mm-hmm. And I had got up to like 120 pounds of weight on it. Like when I use it, yeah. Which is like, you know, a lot from where I started. So I was like feeling all good. Like I'm moving up in weight on it.
For those that don't know, it's supposed to be building your core.
Your abs. Yeah. And your obliques, I believe. Mm-hmm. In our highlights from a few episodes ago, I put a picture of it. But I realized, did I complain to you about my lower back and how it was clicking and getting stuck and all that shit?
Yep.
Since I stopped the Twisty, I was, because sometimes I have back pain or, you know, my back will be cracking the whole time I'm using it. So I was like, let me take a break from this. Since I took a break, my lower back is not fucked up. Yeah. So I was just carrying, like using hella weight and like fucking up my lower back. Like
you can do Russian twists.
Consistently.
Dude, so yeah, because you're fucking literally. Oh, yeah, I can see
that. I was fucking myself up. So no more Twisty.
I think a better way to get those same results is to do Russian twists because you kind of have more control over.
It's just way less weight. You know what I mean? Like this, I was using 120 pounds.
And I'm not like, bitch, I'm doing it.
Yeah. And, you know, I was like moving up every week. Like now I'm not going to do Russian twists with 120 pounds. No. You know what I mean? Like, so I'll just, I'll figure something else out. Oh my God. I mean, there's other core and ab things that I do anyway, but I just liked this. I also liked it because it was cracking my back. And, you know, I'd be needing that. But I was also destroying my lower back. So no more of that.
Yeah, it's probably not good to crack your back every 10 seconds.
Yeah. My shit was, like, getting stuck. Like, by nighttime, it would hurt so bad, and it felt like my spine was, like, locking in certain places. And I would have to physically use my hands and push it to make it crack mobility.
No.
It's not a good thing.
You're going to be talking about push my wheelchair into
the gym? Yeah, push me faster. Push me faster.
Do a wheelie.
Don't hit the wall again. Push me. Yeah. I'm not ready for that yet.
Fuck no.
So Satan might be my trainer.
Really?
Satan is really, really fucking strong. Like insanely fucking strong. And he be cut, but like you might not realize how strong he is by looking at him because he's not a hella big person. Mm-hmm. But he is hella fucking strong. And he's been on his weightlifting shit. And like I reached out to him just on social media and was like, you know, chatting with him about it a little bit. And then he saw me post that I was in the gym today. So he hit me. He ended up sending me hella videos like of this workout that he's doing and like telling me hella tips and like all this shit. So I was like, okay. And then I was kind of telling him because I ran into his brother yesterday and I was like, so I told your brother we're getting back together. And he was like,
oh, you're real horny these days.
No, I'm not. No.
No, them not. Fucking patches is working. That's for the way. Her.
No, I just be doing that to check his temperature to see if he's gonna be like, bitch, stop playing with me. Or right. You know what I mean? Or right. If he's gonna like laugh a right. little bit. Well, he laughed. Hey guys, are you enjoying yourself?
Do you want even more dysfunction?
You're in luck.
Join our Patreon, and for the $20 tier, you can get four full-length ad-free episodes per month.
Along with early releases of our regular episodes, merch, private live streams, chat, and access to our new voicemail for a chance to have your questions played live on the show.
Live on the show. See you there.
So I was like, yeah, just flirting a little bit, checking his temperature. And I don't know, maybe he'll train me or something. We'll see.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Look at them fucking HRTs.
Gave me a lot of tips and
yeah,
good information, and was talking to me about calories and protein. And, you know, I already been on my protein shit for like a year, so I'm doing much better at that. But like the eating a lot of calories and all that kind of shit.
Yeah, when you're lifting weights, you have to eat more than maintenance.
And I didn't realize that. And
that's why I don't want to go yet, because I'm not even eating fucking maintenance yet.
Basically, I'm not eating enough calories in a day is what I found out. And I was like, eh.
And it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard to fucking eat a lot. Well, for me, it's hard to fucking eat a lot.
It's hard for you to eat at all.
It is. And it sucks, man. Hello. Ensure Max Protein.
Yeah.
I got ones in the fridge that have like fucking 400 calories with
that's what I was protein. Telling my godmom to get, because she has to gain some weight. She did gain 5 pounds.
Hey,
which is great news. Yeah, so hopefully she can stay on it and gain some more weight.
I would have never thought I would be trying to gain weight in my life.
Yeah,
never.
When you want to and it's hard, it's hard. Like,
it is.
I've been there. I was like that for years and years and years.
Yeah.
And it was like hella stressful.
It's much harder. I've been on both sides of the spectrum. You know, it's much harder to gain weight.
For you.
I'm finding for myself.
For you, yeah.
Yeah. For me.
Yeah.
Than it is for me to lose weight. For me to lose weight, I would just have to eat clean, fucking go to the gym.
Yeah.
And it was much easier than this.
Yeah, for sure.
It sucks.
Because forcing yourself to eat when you don't feel like eating is almost impossible. And I don't think people realize that.
It's hard.
People don't really have sympathy for that. And people don't really
take it
seriously.
You.
Yeah.
Oh, aren't you so
It's almost
fucking...
like they don't take it seriously. Like, it's not a valid thing to be concerned about. But I've been in that situation and like just not being able to keep weight on, and it's hard.
Yeah, because you know, unintentionally you're gonna fucking drift into fucking anorexia territory and fucking
it can affect
your
health.
That was a fear for a minute before I like, you know, put on a few pounds. Like, I was getting ready to make a doctor's appointment. Like, fucking, you gotta help.
Yeah,
I don't want to.
I still think you should maybe make an appointment for your sensory stuff.
Yeah.
Because that, I think that's a huge part of it for you.
It is bad.
Yeah.
Really bad. So dumb.
Will demanded a correction.
What a loser.
On his costume that you fucked up.
I forgot. Okay.
So did you see that?
Yes.
So let's talk about it. Wait, I want to see where it is so I could.
So on Patreon, we were talking about plays, okay, that we had been in. One of them was a fever dream. I still haven't found out the details regarding the Geigel effect in sixth, seventh grade. It was a computer play. Very odd.
Very odd.
But in first grade at the school we went to, we did The Wizard of Oz. And in kindergarten at that school, we did 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. And I was saying what our parts were. And I was a munchkin that did one-handed cartwheels. And I had said Will was a flying monkey, I think, huh? He should have been a flying monkey.
He was like, bitch, I know he was listening. Like,
you fucking dumb
I can't
bitch.
Wait. I can't wait to correct your stupid ass. Like,
he loves it.
Lives for these moments to tell us we're wrong about something.
He can't wait to fucking text us a group chat correction.
About how we're wrong. But we appreciate it.
For
so
sure.
We don't want to be wrong.
Right.
So he was a munchkin.
Oh.
In The Wizard of Oz. Not a flying monkey. I demand that you post a correction immediately. I said, I'll make sure she handles it. So there's that.
Fuck him. Well, I got the other shit right.
So apparently. I have a question. When learning to read, we grew up with phonics, right? And kids now...
Helped on phonics worked for me.
I mean, that was the commercial. But did you have that system?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. In school, though, we learned through phonics. Okay. Yep. And kids now in school learn through sight words. And I feel like it's recognition and, like, memorization. But, like, I think we're better readers because of phonics. And I've been seeing a lot of videos lately about people saying, like, if you can, you know, everybody isn't able, but if you can, do some type of homework, homeschooling, whatever, to push your kids into working with phonics. Because there's a lot of adults that are, like, functioning illiterate.
Yes.
And they don't know how to sound out words, and
yep.
they don't know how to even start when it's an unknown, unrecognized word.
I agree. And
it never dawned on me, like, not to put them on blast or anything, but, like, my kids are not good readers. Like, they can read, but, like, they've never been interested in reading books ever. They've never...
I was going to say, I've noticed ever. our kids' generation... their love of reading is not
it's like anywhere non-existent near for mine
previous generations.
Yeah, we grew up reading hella books. It hella. Was encouraged to read hella books. And so for me, like, even though I have big gaps where I don't because my focus be fucked up.
We're also probably trying to escape fucking childhood.
Yeah, maybe, but, like, I also like to show off because I've always been a Same. Really, really good reader.
I was one, like, to raise my hand in yeah, class to and read show out loud. Off. Yeah.
I was in the GATE program and all that shit, and I was, like, reading in kindergarten and, like, yep. going into first grade reading. Yep. So I
always read, like, 6th grade levels ahead.
And exactly. Exactly.
Listen.
That's not a thing for kids anymore, though. And everybody, mm-hmm. you know, educators and all these videos I've seen from people, they're saying it's because they've done away with phonics.
That makes sense. Based
reading. Yeah. And so.
If something's hard for you or you don't really know how to do it, you're not going to do it. You know, yeah. you're going to avoid it.
And the interest in reading is, like, non-existent for those new generations. Like, I'm thinking about my nieces, my nephews, little cousins, my own kids, your kids. I don't see any of them reading fucking books.
Stevie None. Is the only one that reads.
That's good. And does she for school or does she just for herself?
For fun.
Okay.
And she just started, though, probably 2 years ago.
That's really good.
Because I'm a big reader, I was like, thought for sure my kids were gonna love to read. They grew up watching me read. I thought so too.
Yeah.
No, and I bought them books after books.
Same.
For a while, Naya was into graphic novels, but they got photos. I mean, you know, like drawings.
Yeah, yeah.
Stevie, yeah, about 2 years ago, finally got into smut novels.
Bitch. Really? Horny books?
Yeah.
Like fingering books.
Like teenage young adult oh. love story. Yes. 2 in the Pink, 1 in the Stink.
Oh, great. Great. Yeah. That's gross.
She loved I was about to say she loved horny books. No, she didn't. She loved.
She loves the horny books. Wait, I thought that's what you were saying.
She does. Well, they're romance, teenage, like yeah, adult romance. But we I know what that means.
Yeah.
Jackie Collins.
Yeah, that's what I pictured. The housewife, the Mafia horny housewife gang series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's definitely sex and shit in them.
Okay.
But whatever gets her fucking into reading.
Exactly. I wouldn't care what it's about as long as you're fucking reading.
Yeah.
Like, that's really good. I couldn't pay, like, and I've tried to pay my kids to read certain books that I have and shit mm-hmm. just because it's shit they need to know that they didn't learn in school and, like, you know, they won't know unless they read these books. There's no way. There's no fucking way that they're going to read a book. I have nieces and I'm thinking about it like they would never read a fucking book.
It's crazy yeah. because if they were more comfortable with reading, with language, right? The possibilities are endless when you read. It's amazing.
it sounds really, what is it, like cliche or whatever, but like reading really does unlock everything. It's really tied to your independence. And like,
yes.
I feel like they have taken it away that, you know, teaching kids to read better and all that intentionally to dumb them down.
Why not?
And take more control to their access to their what they learn, you know what I mean? And to like purposely limit them.
They're like, we're giving them more Common Core math worksheets. They're getting 6 hours of homework, but you're not going to fucking be reading.
You're not going to be reading.
Wait, in kindergarten, I think they still do reading logs, but it's parents reading.
And we're lying.
Yeah. We're totally
lying. We're lying because I'm tired of being interrupted during the fucking books.
Oh, you can't even say tired. A sentence in the car without saying
no, something. I'm fucking tired. I just be like, here, you read it. Right. Okay, then you
know
read it.
All. You know everything.
You know everything, so you fucking read it. We do try, but it's just like, she ain't ready to shut up yet, so I can read the book.
No, that is Carolyn.
Carolyn is not sitting through a story. She's not. Unless it's one of the books she has memorized. There are books she has memorized. So she'll like try to jump ahead of me and start telling me what's about to happen and shit. But like she'll let me get through each page of her favorites. But other than that, no, she's not letting me get through a page without fucking yapping.
Oh, I can only fucking imagine.
Yes, because you know. Try to read her a fucking book.
Fuck no.
Yeah.
Because I be trying to talk.
Yes. And she'll tell you, I need to talk. I need to say something. And Bunny be like, that's so rude. Stop. But I need to talk. Girl.
Okay, but Auntie Crystal, I need to tell you.
I need to tell you now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You little four-eyed fucking menace.
Oh my God.
I can't even imagine fucking reading her.
No. Oh, it's like fuck it, just fuck it. Take the book.
It's either this or I hit you.
Yes, or I rip it in half. You tell me what they're doing because I'm done. I give up.
You know it all.
Yeah.
Hey, but you know what? Fucking. You know what? You're probably right though regarding
the control, the government
taking it away,
the agenda.
And
I think the same thing about cursive.
So,
do you agree?
I wouldn't be shocked. I didn't really think of that. I just thought, well, our curriculum's fucking lazy. But, you know, Naya taught herself cursive because she wanted to learn it so bad.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause, you know, I write, my regular handwriting is
half and half.
Yeah, cursive print combo.
Mm-hmm.
But she wanted, because cursive is so pretty, and you know, she's always been like,
she's a princess.
Yes. Mm-hmm. She was like, she wanted pretty writing.
Yeah.
So she taught herself because she was upset that they didn't teach it.
I was too. But now thinking about it, I think it's another way to limit what they can read and what they can
learn. You're learning the basics and that's it.
You're learning what we tell you. Like, you're learning signs, street signs, and fucking, and what we feed you. Like, you're not going off reading old cursive fucking history.
Calligraphy?
Don't even think about it. The Constitution? No. You're not reading that with ease. We're not letting you fucking.
Absolutely not.
We're not letting you read that shit.
Oh my God. Have you ever tried to read a book in Elizabethan though?
Mm-mm.
Oh, fuck that. I wouldn't read if everything was in that. Fucking old, for those who don't know, it's like the Shakespeare language. You know?
It's like another language. It's not English to my brain.
No. But you know, I think another, phonics is very important because our English language is so fucking fucked up and confusing.
Trying to teach a child why there's C and K.
That both make the same sound, but sometimes
she thinks I'm pranking her.
Sometimes C is not going to go K, it's going to go S.
She looks at me like I'm fucking pranking her and she's sick of it. She looks at me like, I don't know what games you're playing.
She's like, come on, mom.
She thinks I'm lying. She thinks I'm making up shit and she gets so fucking mad. But imagine someone learning the English language. Like, I've been told that it makes no fucking sense. Like,
it doesn't.
And it doesn't.
T-H-G-H.
There's so many variations.
And then we have words
that have 150 meanings.
And then we got some that sound identical, spelled different, mean different things.
But it just depends what the words are next to that will tell you what it means.
Oh, and don't.
It could mean more than 50 things.
And don't let the letter E come out to play and sit at the end of a fucking word, because then everything
changes. We're throwing
changes.
Everything. Yeah.
Everything. That sound that I taught you that letter made, that A.
Now it's different.
Nope. It's going to say its name now because E's here.
It's different. Explaining that to a, this is why I can't homeschool, because I'm just like, fuck it.
Santana's like, fuck you. You're full of shit. Stop making up whatever you want. You're just telling me anything.
Yes, yes.
But think about it. Like,
yeah. Phonics is very important.
Yes.
So that's the takeaway. And just try to, I'm going to watch some videos on YouTube and shit and maybe look for some workbooks or something just so that we can fucking practice that.
So you can at least get one that loves to
That'll read a fucking book. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really sad when you fucking think about it.
It's very sad.
Why would they stop teaching phonics?
I don't know.
How the fuck are they teaching him to read now?
Sight words.
Wait.
Sight words. So it's more like recognition and memorization and shit. Sight words.
That's why she's whooping your guys' ass at memory. They're programming her.
Yeah, they're programming her. You're right.
That's crazy.
Yep.
So they're not teaching
They are. Yeah, they are. But
bare minimum.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. It's crazy. I know we have a listener that is a teacher, and she always gives me good info. If you could help me in this department and give us some insight, I would appreciate it. Because, it's frustrating. And when I got to thinking about it and just thinking about these new generation of kids, that when it changed, what the outcome is, like, it's fucked up.
Yeah. I don't think...
Like, you could read to get by, but, like, you're not reading for information. When it comes to contracts or medical documents or anything like that, you're going to be fucking lost. And I do think that's why. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very concerning.
I didn't even think about that.
You need to know how to read contracts. Fuck. You need to know how to, you know, like, insurance docs. Fucking.
They're like, we'll just watch a YouTube video.
Yeah, a TikTok. Yes. I'm going to pull up a ChatGPT. Like, fuck.
No, don't. Do none of that. Need you to be able to read.
You have to comprehension. Like, So I'm hosting summer school for the kids is where I'm going with this.
If you want to
Naya, get a pink backpack. Stevie, come on. I'll throw in some horniness and... We're going to fucking get these classes going.
No, for real. Because fuck, man.
I'm just concerned when we're not around, you know?
Fucking. Yeah. That's really sad.
It is.
It's also very on brand for fucking.
Here.
America.
Mm-hmm.
Good old America. I read...
It's like they want us dumber and dumber, whereas Japan and China, and they have these great academics and, like, you know, here it's like we want you really fucking obedient and dumb.
And it's constantly reiterated and said that we're the greatest fucking nation, right?
We're embarrassing.
What? Not even being funny, not even talking shit. What are we so great for?
War.
Right now. Our military.
Military. That's the only thing that we excel in is war and military. We're the best
in that. 1%ers.
Yeah.
Because I can't think of anything, honestly. Mm-mm.
It's not technology. It's not academics. It's none of that.
It's not kindness.
Mm-mm. Innovation. It's none of that. It's war. War and weapons and military. That's it. That's where we shine.
It's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Damn. I read that Instacart, regarding, you know, SNAP benefits.
Yeah.
I read that Instacart had said on Friday it will offer SNAP beneficiaries, so anyone with food dollars, 50% off their next grocery order this month.
Wow.
But so I was like, this is fucking great, right? Until
is there a catch?
Well, any customer who placed an order in October with Instacart using a SNAP card will be eligible for the discount. So if you didn't use Instacart before.
Yeah, then it don't apply to you.
Yeah. If you did, take advantage of it.
Yeah.
But fuck. And they also are tripling their usual donations to more than 300 food banks, which I thought that was nice.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. We, so a friend had posted a video. Have you seen, the previews for or the trailer for the Netflix movie called House of Dynamite?
Mm-mm.
So it came out a few weeks ago. It's a Netflix movie. Idris Elba is the star. He plays the president in the movie.
Mm-hmm. He's hot.
He's a handsome man.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy. He speaks with an American accent so fucking well. You would never know.
A lot of them do.
It's not his native language. So it's about...
You mean his native accent?
Yeah. Well, he speaks British English.
Yeah.
Technically, they're different.
The language?
Yeah, British English is different than American English. Because they put U's in words. Kalor.
Okay.
I don't even know if that's...
Favorite.
Yeah. So, technically. I learned that last week, by the way. I didn't know that before. Then I'm like, they're both English. Just English. So, it's about... without giving it away, because I want everybody, if you haven't watched it, I want you to go watch it. And if you have watched
it... Is it a series? Is it a movie?
It's a movie. It's a movie.
Okay, good.
It's an hour and 55 minutes.
Because I don't want no big commitment. I'm not doing
Fuck
a series.
No. Okay. No, it's a movie. It's an hour and 55 minutes long.
Okay.
If you have...
That's your homework.
Yeah, please go watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, the officials, the government, the fucking... high up military folk that monitor our shit notice there's an incoming nuclear bomb. Okay? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to tell y'all. You know, I want to tell you everything. I want to tell you the ending.
I know.
Everything.
This is probably killing you, but I'm going to cut you off.
Especially because how I fucking feel about it.
Okay. So that's all we get. So we're going to revisit this next episode.
Yes. And... please watch it.
Okay. Wait, what's it called again?
You have to watch it. Please watch it.
Go to hell. What's it called?
House of Dynamite.
House of Dynamite. All right,
I'm
going to put it in my
phone. If you've never
watched
anything I've recommended or we've talked about, please, just because I need you, I just need you to feel.
All right.
And then?
I watched Eileen, Queen of Serial Killers.
Did you finish it?
I did.
She is a queen.
I did. Mixed feelings.
Story's fucking horrific.
It is. And they left out so much. They did.
If somebody would have gave a fuck about that baby.
Yeah.
When she was being brutalized.
Yeah.
As a baby.
It all goes back to trauma. Everything always goes back to trauma.
And hers is horrific.
Yeah.
It's like multiple. I mean, like, and not just like, oh, fucking, there's one level fucking 4 and one level 10. It's like 10, 10, 10.
Yeah.
You know, like, okay, go ahead. Sorry.
I just have mixed feelings because, like, even though, okay, there's that level of trauma, you don't get to just go and fucking kill tricks, right? But I do believe that she was assaulted by some. Like, the prosecutors were like, no, she was just killing to rob.
Imagine some of the shit they might have said to her, though.
Yeah, you don't get to kill people for saying shit to you. if you assault somebody, you know, you hurt them or whatever, you don't get to just go on a murder spree because of trauma. But, you know, some things came out in this documentary that I didn't know before. I don't think that anybody knew before, which is like very fucked up, because I feel like her outcome could have been different as far as her execution and shit. Like, she might have had a chance to not be executed if this was included in her trial. So something came out. It's some information that I'm not going to tell you. It's some information that came out because you're going to watch it.
I'm not.
All right. Well, other people will.
You know, because I've watched a bunch on her. I'll look it up, though. I want to know.
So, yeah, that could have changed her outcome. But then there's also
her hoe-ass fucking girlfriend.
Who was hideous. Hideous. Oh, God. But whatever. But there was also parts in the end where, you know, she made these relationships with journalists and she started confiding in them and she made some confessions before she died and shit. And she was saying that, like, I don't know, because mental illness plays a part too.
What?
She was not in her right mind in the end. So she was saying a lot of shit that you don't know if it's true or not, because there were confessions she made and shit. And she's like, I am a serial killer. Like, I am. Like, what I said was bullshit. But it's like, you can't really trust that that's the truth, because she's so out of her mind, and like then, with paranoia, and just she was fucking going through it in the last few months, the last year, I'd say.
And I feel like, one, because it's Florida, two, because she was a woman, right?
She was killing white men.
And she was killing white men.
If she was killing
good white men.
Yeah, if she was killing anybody else, I feel like she'd have got off. She'd have, you know.
And she was mentally ill. And I, what if in bouts of paranoia, she fucking killed them? What if they said or moved wrong and it triggered, you know, whatever, you know? None of that was taken into consideration. They were just like, you're a stupid woman. You're murdering these good white Americans.
You're a hoe, so you're not human anyway.
You're scum of the earth.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're a lesbian.
The worst of the worst. Yeah. You're out of here.
Zero stars, get
her
bitch.
Out. Yeah, get her out.
Yeah.
I don't think she got a fair trial.
And where's that girlfriend these days?
Good question.
Because I want to send her a fucking hate letter.
Good fucking question.
You fucking snitch ass, disloyal fucking broad.
She was worried about herself. How? Bitch, they wasn't finna get you. They wasn't looking at you.
Was you killing white Americans?
Yeah. That was her whole thing, was that she was not taking the fall for none of the shit. That's why she did it.
Can you imagine, though, you're with someone, you think you're madly in love with them, you've lived together, bitch, you fed this bitch, you fucking sold your ass to feed this bitch, like, all these things, and the bitch fucking turns you in. Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's fucked up. Very sad. Very sad story, no matter what.
It is really sad.
I just wish we knew, like, you know.
Yeah.
What version of the truth that she tells is the actual truth.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And I wish the level of empathy and regard and education pertaining to mental illness.
Also, back then, like, mental illness was not taken seriously.
That's when he was quiet about it and didn't tell nobody.
And it just wasn't taken seriously. No. Like, unless you're talking to yourself and fucking presenting.
Ripping your hair out.
Yeah,
shit
like presenting mentally ill. Like, you know, otherwise it's not fucking taken seriously back then.
No, especially not as a woman.
Mm-mm.
Men? Maybe.
Yeah.
Absolutely
not.
Yeah,
I don't think she got a fair shot at all.
No. And she was executed very quickly. They were like, get her the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
It's too bad, you know. But her childhood.
She wanted to rush it too, though.
She
gave up all her appeals and shit and was like, I want to get it over with. She was ready to go.
She knew.
Yeah. She was just done with this world too. Like, she said she was fucking
bad.
Yeah, she had enough. Very sad.
Just her childhood alone is just fucking fuck. We also went to the movies and saw. I think you brought it up before. What? The first one. And I was like, remember I brought that up? Black phone?
Oh, I think we watched that when we lived in Richmond.
Black phone is the one with...
it's a scary movie, right?
Kind of. More like suspense.
Oh, it's not what I'm thinking of then.
Black phone's the one with the kidnapper?
I don't know.
It's really good.
Really?
I love it.
And I did see it before?
Yeah, you had talked about it.
Okay.
You should watch it again. It'll be brand new.
Yeah.
But there's number two out.
I heard that it was coming out. You guys went and saw it?
Yes. I thought
it was. You just remembered you went to the movies?
Well, we went last week, last minute, and I forgot about it.
During the week you went? You were keeping secrets?
I think it was like a Thursday or Wednesday night.
I didn't get an invite to that.
We went at like 9 o'clock. But it was
fucking. I might have wanted to go.
I'm going to tell Mark. You're in trouble, Mark. Mm-hmm. You hear that? Because you know I don't be making no plans. Mm-hmm. Mark.
So how was it?
It was really. I would go watch it again.
Really?
Okay. I do want to go watch it again.
So I should definitely like do a refresher with the first one.
Yeah.
So I know what the fuck is going on.
Yeah. And then let's go watch it.
Okay. I'm down.
It's fucking good.
I want kettle corn ice cream.
You're fucking.
It's really good. It's soggy. There goes
the texture shit.
Soggy pieces of kettle corn submerged in the ice cream. It's so fucking good.
Call the cops.
Yeah.
She does like it. The flavor's hella good.
Yeah.
But I don't want none of them. Soggy bites.
I love the soggy bites.
Oh my god. It's good. Like a booger. Sorry. But the movie is really fucking good. So if you guys have watched the first one, I recommend the second one. You know,
okay.
You know, sequels, number twos are usually like really hit or miss.
Yeah.
I feel like it was a hit.
Good.
I liked it.
That's good to know.
Can't tell you anything else because I'll get in trouble.
Exactly. So we're going to stop it right there. There is a write-in that I wanted to read because I thought it was sweet.
Okay.
I think you saw it too, but I'm going to go. Oh. Did you unpin it?
No.
Because nobody told you. Oh, here it is.
I don't never. It did. Fuck you.
Look at her. I did something on purpose in there and you removed it.
Look at her.
No, it's here.
Accusatory.
It's here. It didn't load at first. Here it is.
Asshole.
All right.
I was wondering.
Can I do it now? Or
Yeah. Okay. We're on write-ins. We are on write-ins.
Well, I just have this. I don't have any more.
Write-ins?
Yeah. Do you have more?
I think I have a few.
You wondered why I pinned it or what?
Yeah, I was like, is she fucking sending me a message? Is she telling me to read this?
No. Like, I thought it would be obvious why I pinned it so that we could read it on the show.
It was very nice.
Yeah.
I love it.
Hey, ladies. Not sure if this will be seen, but I'm currently listening to the new episode where Christine wrote in about Gunnar and Kelly. I had the pleasure of getting to know their family in 2018. Gunnar truly is the sweetest, most kind man, one of the best men I've ever met. Mm. Kelly is also an amazing woman. Christine is a godsend of a human, and I'm so thankful I got to meet them. When I met Gunnar, I truly hated all men, but he helped me realize they're not all horrible. I don't follow Gunnar anymore on social media, but I do follow Christine. Why don't you follow him anymore?
Well,
do you know why?
Well, I'm
just. He was about to say something.
Just from like observations.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if they used to talk. I don't know, but I know that she's with someone and they have kids stuff now. So maybe that's why.
Yeah.
Maybe. I might be projecting and making shit up. I don't know. She
might be telling stories, but if you have a partner, then maybe you're not following dudes. I get it. Okay. Where was I? But I do follow Christine. I'm glad they're all doing well. She's one of my favorite people. Every time I listen to an episode, I think of Gunnar. He's the one who introduced me to y'all. And I've been with you guys since the first episode. Wow. This episode made me smile. And I just had to write in. Aww. So I won't say their name. But that was very sweet. And yeah. I think good people should get recognition, so I wanted to read it to you guys.
Yeah, that is really sweet.
I think that's important.
Sorry, you know, I'm
give flowers.
Yeah. How nice.
Yeah.
You know, especially as a, for, you know, another woman to write in and reiterate what, you know, his mom said about him.
And feel the same way. Yeah. So, you know, it's legit. It's not just her being a boy mom, a creepy boy mom.
Yes. She's definitely not a fucking boy mom. No. Ugh. We know a few.
We do. And it's always so fucking cringe.
Ew. But you know what? I can't find it. But I saw we got a few reviews.
Oh, look at you guys.
This one is... Okay, hold on. Sorry. Oh, my God. Crystal, fix your eyes.
What?
Fix your eyeballs.
Oh, you can't see? Well, you have on dark sunglasses and you're indoors reading.
I wear my sunglasses. I know. I feel like a complete dick
You think
brain.
You're really cool is what it is. This you're is, trying to be so cool right now.
I told her, don't be jealous of how fucking cool I look today.
You're trying to be so cool. Like the people in the gym that I notice sometimes. What are you doing? You're so cool. You have to wear those in here? They could have eye sensitivity. I'm just a bitch.
Oh, right. They're the ones that fucking the
transition lenses.
And they're just broke. Yeah,
maybe.
Okay, sorry. I'm gonna. All right. Pat and Crystal, look at that. Your name's first.
Look at that.
Are literally the best. The best is in all caps.
Aww.
Keeping it real and relatable while sharing their own day-to-day lives and discussing important topics that everyone should be talking about. I feel like I'm kicking it with my closest friends every episode I listen to, and the Patreon subscription is beyond worth it. I love you.
I love you.
We love you.
That's very sweet. Thank you.
Love this show. It's literally the only podcast I listen to and have been for 3 years now.
Hey.
I've learned so much and have felt so seen while doing so. The show is real life with real people. Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate those.
All right. Since 2020, Hello Dysfunction has been my absolute comfort podcast. I tricked you guys.
She made that up.
I read that one already.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
All right.
So you used to be a compulsive liar in your youth? Oh, you maybe did a little risque mission in your teenage years? Then these two babes are for you. These two bring such a genuine and charismatic appeal to dysfunction that always keeps me coming back.
That's very sweet.
Very. I mean, you can't speak dysfunction without fun.
True.
I liked that corny pun. P.S. Thank you, ladies, for all you do. I am happy you are here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we're happy you're here.
I'm not reading that one. Having the pleasure of knowing both these women my whole life and knowing what they have been through, it's amazing to see them succeeding when everything says they shouldn't be.
Who is that?
They are an inspiration to everybody.
Who is that? Jamie?
I'm going to go ahead and guess the master of fucking corrections.
Oh, you think so?
It says D'Amato.
Oh, and it ain't going to be the other one. So you know who it is. Oh, that's very sweet.
Oh, and he titled it inspirational.
You could be nice sometimes.
You love us.
You don't only live to correct us and tell us we're so stupid.
Yeah, we love you.
We love you.
You're
that's
a
very
good brother
sweet.
To us.
Yeah.
But yeah, it says D'Amato, and then he did Roman numeral, the V with the one in front of it. Speaking of Roman numerals. It made me think of my dad because he used to do his signature, William Paul D'Amato III, and did the fucking.
Oh, that's hella extra. You don't have to do all that.
So extra.
You put B D'Amato. You don't fucking do all that. You can't get to the point.
William Paul.
Why are
D'Amato
you writing your
III?
Full government name and everything?
And not only that. You love your middle name, Paul, so much
that you gotta
gave
write it
to two of your sons.
Yeah, huh?
You're not George Foreman.
Who do you think you are? It's not that great of a name.
Paul
chill out.
Paul.
Paul is not that great.
No, I really miss him. You know what photo popped up today?
What?
I need to go to his grave. Oh, damn it. It switched already. But it was Santana.
Oh, with him. And Grandpa Bill. Yeah, when those come
cigarette.
Up. She asks about him sometimes, randomly. The one that gave me a cigarette?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, that's Grandpa Billy, because she don't be remembering his name. You know the grandpa? Oh, my God, that's what I forgot to fucking tell you. On Dia de los Muertos, on Sunday, I was getting ready, and she kept coming in the bathroom and shit, and then she started doing the shit again in the car, and Bunny heard her in the car and was like, okay, that's enough, that's enough. She was going, your grandma died? Your grandma's dead. Your grandma. And I was like, yeah. And she was like,
oh God, I love her.
Did you cry?
More.
Did you cry when she died? And I was like, yeah, I did.
Did your heart break?
And then she was like, your grandpa's dead too. Your grandpa died. She would ask me five different ways. And I'm like, I was sad. Yeah. You was crying when your grandpa died?
You were abandoned.
Were you holding me and crying when he died? Over and over. And was dead ass. Bunny was like, enough, that's enough.
Hey.
You was holding me and crying when he died. And I'm thinking of all days to be doing this, right? Like,
yeah.
Is it them prompting her to fucking do this?
Yes.
Like, ask her again. Ask her again.
Make her cry. Make your mama cry.
Ask her, was she crying? Was she crying really bad? I was like,
ask
enough.
Her which one of
try
us she likes
best. Try to do my
best.
Fucking makeup and get her out the bathroom, and she wants to keep asking. Your grandpa died too?
Hey, she's fucking wonderful. Wonderful. Because let me tell you, earlier today, I picked her up today in the magic school bus, mm-hmm. and she went with me to do errands. And we have a few regular songs that we listen to every ride, one of them being the Dance, dance, dance with my hands. I
the Wednesday lady that. Is it Lady Gaga song?
Yes.
Yeah.
When I say I hate that fucking song, and she makes me play it like three times in a row.
It's her jam.
So today when she was like, okay, put on Wednesday, and I was like, okay, but one time. We're gonna do one time today, and then whatever other song you want, just one. So she really loves Sweet Creature by Harry Styles.
Okay.
And then Lover by Taylor Swift. Okay.
Okay.
Lover is really fun to sing.
That's y'all shit. I'm not playing that shit. So, that's the school bus playlist.
Well, that came off Stevie's playlist, not okay. mine. But we have this thing where we sing it, and I pull out this body spray I have that's round shaped like a microphone. And, you know, if you're familiar with the song, it says, you know, the same word repeatedly, you know, kind of overlapping. So when that part comes on, I take the microphone and I go to everyone. We all get to do it, the whole song. And
it's her favorite.
Oh, my God, you guys. It is her favorite. She told me today when we went to pick up Stevie, she goes, Auntie Crystal, I want Stevie to drive so you can break out the microphone and we sing. And I was like, I love you so much.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
She knows that ain't happening in my car. Girl, sit back and relax.
This hater goes, you don't even have a microphone.
Oh, yeah, because she told me and I was like, okay, you don't even have a microphone.
Sent her a photo. We do.
Girl.
And we sing it. But she is fucking hilarious.
She's ridiculous. I gotta play you know, a troll song, one of the troll songs. There's a Lion King song that comes on after, just, you know, a few kids songs from like the fucking movies. That's our school ride playlist.
She's a big fan of Harry Styles songs.
Really?
Yes. Once Stevie introduced her to One Direction.
Yeah, she told me.
What's the little fucking the white boy band fucking.
Yeah.
They be on that. That's not my jam. But that fucking Wednesday song makes me crazy.
Really? You hate it?
Oh, I hate it. It doesn't feel good in my ears.
No.
Mm-mm.
Huh. No. I don't mind it.
It feels chaotic.
Hmm.
It's my mental
God
illness.
Forbid. You got enough of that going on. You're maxed out on chaos.
Speaking of chaotic, I had got some candles when we were at the store over the weekend. And apparently
forgot about one
in the back seat on the floor.
Rolled around somewhere.
From the heater being on in the back. Guess what? The green wax melted out of it onto my floor mats. Thank God my floor mats are rubber.
Does it smell hella good in there, though?
It smells good.
Yeah.
But it's green all.
Just get it out. Where just Santana make sure you get it on out. The floor. Hopefully you can like bend it and just pop it all out, right?
Well, weirdly, it's like
thin.
It's not the kind of wax that all the way hardens. Do you know what I'm talking about? It stays a little soft. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like,
oh no.
Wettish almost.
I don't want that.
At all. Mm-hmm. Ever. But I'm gonna take it to the fucking car wash, not the $100 car wash.
Yeah.
And see if maybe they can get it off for me. Tomorrow, fingers crossed. If not, I'll sit out there like a tweak and scrape it off. We need to go vote.
Oh, yeah. It's almost the cutoff time.
Yeah.
Okay. We love you. Please share us what? Oh, yeah. You know what? I posted it on our story already, but I want to say a huge thank you to Zoe. Thank you so much for our anniversary. She made both of us a big ass banana pudding for each household.
Yes.
Crystal went and picked them up for us the other night, delivered mine to me. I had to fight to not eat the whole thing.
It's really good.
I almost caught some neighbors going into my building that night.
That shit was so funny.
Yeah, it was.
She said, hey, what do you think you're doing? Where do you think you're going?
Because my building is just, you know, my stairwell just goes to two apartments, right? Oh. Me and my neighbor. And when I went downstairs to get my good banana pudding, I left that door open a little bit. And then I saw two people walk in. And I was like, hold on. I ain't never seen no guests, no company, no nothing. I didn't even think my neighbor was home. So when I saw them and I ain't never seen them before, I was like, wait, hold on. No. Hello. Where are you going? And they were like, oh, my God. Like, I'm just going to visit somebody, so-and-so. And I was like, oh, my bad. Like, sorry. But we were dying laughing because I was ready to pull them out. I didn't know where the fuck they were going.
They were like,
I thought it was my fault that I left the door open. And
they were like, we're just going upstairs. They were like, oh, fucking, we're just going upstairs to see blah, blah, blah. And I was crying.
I was about to pull them the fuck out. I was about to leap into action. It was fucking funny.
What do you think? Where do you think you're going?
I really was thinking, oh, fuck, you left that fucking door open. Now some strays are fucking going up there exploring.
Yeah, that was funny.
Anyway, thank you so much for the banana pudding. I'm going to go home and eat some right now.
Also, Actually, thank you. Thank you so much for the banana pudding.
Yes, our anniversary so banana pudding. That was hella sweet. And we had already cried about not getting nothing this year for to celebrate any desserts. And she reached out and was like, I'm on it.
Yeah.
So thank you so much.
And then also, we just want to say thank you to, if you recall last episode, we spoke about food insecurity and how this community looks out for each other. And Ashley R. sent some money.
Thank you so much.
For, you know, to help out with anyone that needs it. And how fucking incredibly kind and thoughtful. So thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. And that's it. We're going to vote.
That's it. Go vote. You better have voted.
Better. Suck it easy.
Go to bed.
Wait. Don't leave yet. Don't leave us yet. Before you go suck it easy and go to bed, we wanted to make sure to tell Auntie Drive Me Insane. You hear them fucking raccoons? Jesus Christ. Anyways, we wanted to make sure to tell Auntie Carolyn happy birthday on the 9th, as well as happy tumbling out of Mom's Cooter Day. Just kidding. Happy birthday to Will. His birthday's Thursday. We love you very much, both you guys. And just wanted to tell you guys happy birthday. Now you guys can suck it easy. and go to bed.
Thank you.